Okay, let's go. The Gemara on Mem Amid Beis tells us, Mevi Adam Kiton Mai Maminicho Kneged Hamadura Lo Bishvosha Yechamu Ela Bishvosha Tafig Tzinasan. I'm allowed to bring a jug of water and put it next to the fire, not in order for the water to get hot, but rather Bishvosha Tafig Tzinasan in order to take the chill out of the water. Rabbi Yehuda says you could bring a pashal shemen and put it next to the fire. Lo bishvil sheyivashel, ela bishvil sheyifasher. Now, effectively, there are two different terms that we are using. Right? With mayim, we use the term chimum as opposed to hafagas sinasan. Right? Chimum, heating the water, as opposed to taking the chill out of the water. And by shemen, we use the term bishul as opposed to pishur. Now, the Rishonim all discuss whether these two terms are interchangeable. The Rashba writes throughout the sugya in many places, and over here he's explicit. Rashba says that what we call bishul by shemen is the same as what we call chimum by mayim. And what we call l'chafik tzinasan is the same as pleishrim. No? This is something that we actually encountered when we learned the sugya of rechitza. Right, we spoke about a Mishnah Brura in the Shar HaTzion, that maybe when you are rochet on yontiv, right, you should only have the water set l'chafik tzinasan, not for pleishrim. That's assuming that they are different. The Rashba over here is assumed that they are the same. There are two opinions in the Ritva. Right? One opinion in the Ritva is like what the Rashba says, that the terms are interchangeable. Then the Ritva quotes a second opinion that Lachafig Tzinasan is a lower temperature than Pishur. Pishur somehow means that it's already a shtickle warm. L'chafig tzina means that you just took the chill out of the water. I'm not 100% sure what to do with this, but just the ha'ara that the Rishonim are grappling with this issue is significant. Maybe we'll make another ha'ara about this in a minute. Good. When I say I'm allowed to take mayim and put it next to the fire, or keneged ha'esh, right? What's the lashon? Keneged ha'madur, put it next to the fire, bishvil shetafik sinasan, to take the chill out of the water. So Rashi comments that lo sheyanichim sham ad sheyichamu. I'm not allowed to leave the water there until it gets hot. Meaning, according to Rashi, the yesod is that it's a dinan zman. I am allowed to put water kineged hamadura. Just don't leave the water there for a long time.
You put it close, but not
close. I could put it close, and I should have in mind that I'm going to take it away very soon, no? And that's fine, according to Rashi. I could take mayim and leave it kineged hamadura, and I'll think, oh, I'll take the water away in a few minutes. That's what Rashi holds. Taisus and Memches, Diba HaMeskel Maishna. Taisus quotes in the Rashba. Now this is not the same Rashba as in the Chidushi HaRashba. This is the Rashba Reb Shlomo Ben Avram of Montpellier, not Reb Shlomo Ben Aderet. Reb Shlomo Ben Aderet is a Talmud of the Ramban, no? The Rashba that Taisus is quoting is a Baha Taisus. The Rashba says, the Rashba Bahatisis of Memchah says, the Hodisharin Lossis Kiton Shomayim Kinegan Hamadura, Hainu Burakok Min Hamadura, Shala Olam Lo Yukalavo Lide Bishol. Avo Bekarov is Osir Afibula Hafshir, Dilma Mishdali, Vasila Hanichon Shan Achigis Bashel. The Rashba Bahatisis says that I am not allowed to leave the water kineged hamadura in a makom where it could get hot. No? The chash is
that if it's in a makom where it could get hot, I might leave it there, I might forget about it, and leave it there to allow it to get hot. And that apparently would be some iser. So Chazal say, don't leave the water in the makom where it could get hot. So Rashi and the Rashba Baal HaTosis are disagreeing whether it's a din in zman or a din in makom, right? And the way the Rashba Baal HaTosis speaks it out, it's a din in makom, and the chash is that if I leave the water in a location where it could potentially get hot, I might forget. The rush.
So the fellow would be, the mathematician would be, if you can put it in too close, then you're already doing history.
So, both according to Rashi and according to the Rashba, I didn't do a full-fledged Isser yet. The Rashba says, don't put it so close, because if you put it very close, you might forget.
So this is an
right? Lechora, it's like a gezeira unto forgetting. But that's what the Baal HaTosis says. The Rush in Simen Yud, towards the end of Simen Yud in the Rush, he writes, "Hada aminon b'gemara didon lo b'shvush yachumu imbanu lahashus l'gemara d'bnei ma'arava nuchal afarish lo b'shvush yachumu kolomar b'makom sheroi lahishamim ela kedei lahafik tinasan ava b'makom sheroi lahafik tinasan v'lo lahispashel afilu yamid shom yikol hayom." It's going to be permitted. Meaning, the Rush, like the Baal HaTosfos, says that it's a din in makom. But Reb Moshe Feinstein notes in the Tshuva in Simen Tzadi Gimel, I gave you a Marimakom in the source sheets. Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva in Simen Tzadi Gimel that he thinks the Rashba Baal HaTosfos is different than the Rush. Both the Rush and the Rashba say, I'm not allowed to leave water in a makom where it could come to Yad Soledes. However, the Rashba Baal HaTosfos says that it's a concern that I might forget. The Rush doesn't sound like it's a concern I might forget. You get the impression from the Rush that there's a new iser to put it in this makom. When I put the water in this makom, I violated the iser no matter what. Even if I know for sure I won't forget, right? Zakti Reb Moshe within the Rush, I end up violating the iser. Now, you're going to say, Rabbi Schwartz, what are you talking about? What do you mean? You put it in a place and you're sure you won't forget. What does that mean? So there are a few tziurim that our dear beloved friend the Megillah Sefer picks up on, where over there would be a nafgamina. One tziur is as follows. One tziur is Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Perek Aleph of Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa Ha'oraches. Let's say I have a Shabbos clock, and I know for sure that right now this makom is hot, but it's going to go off. The heat will go away before it will come to Yad Soledes. Am I allowed to put it there? Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's inclined that it's still going to be usher. Now, l'cha'ora, if I would hold like the Rush, if I hold like Rashi, for sure it's mutter, no? Because Rashi says it's a din in zman, and this, it's not going to last long enough, so it's for sure mutter according to Rashi. According to the Rush, one could argue it's going to be usser in this case. One could argue, however, that according to the Rash Baal HaTosfos, it should be mutter. Because according to the Rash Baal HaTosfos, this case Right? You know for sure it's not going to come Liday, right? The Rashba says that the Chashash is that Dilma Mishtali, maybe I'll forget, and maybe it's going to end up getting cooked. Right? L'cha'ora, according to him, right, in a situation when you know for sure it's not going to end up being cooked, it's going to be permitted. The Mishnah Brura has such a tzir, based on the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Right, there's a Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin that makes it to the Mishnah Brura in Ois Tzadi Aleph. Now, I had no idea what these terms meant. The Magen Avraham says you're not that usher to put an alontis or a kli oferes somach le'esh l'chamemo im hu karev kol kach sheyuchal lahatich sham olisrof. Right? Am I allowed to put some alontis or kli oferes? What this is, I didn't know, but you look in the Prima Gadim, if you don't understand the Magen Avraham, and the Prima Gadim says it's like wax. Right? Now, wax, if I'm going to leave it there, it will melt, no? So there is really very little chash that I will end up leaving there. Now, you have to remember, there's a din of bishul on non-food items when you change the state. When you go from solid to liquid, you violate an iser bishul on a non-food item. Am I allowed to leave my wax, let's say, somach la'esh? So, the Magen Avraham at first says, l'cha'ayra, it should be aser, because it's in a makom that it could get cooked. Then he writes, yesh litchais, dehalonich aleisha yisraif, osha yatech. I don't want it to get ruined, and therefore I'm never going to leave it there for the amount of time that it will end up violating bishul. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, no? The Mishnah Berurah, the end of Os Tzadi Aleph. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah permits it. L'cha'ora, this heter only makes sense according to the Havana of the Rashba Bal HaTosfos, that it's a chash that it might be left there. But according to Reb Moshe's understanding within the Rosh, that there's a independent iser of putting something in a makom where it could come to bishul, right? It's considered some sort of iser bishul derabbanan, not a chash. It's a real iser derabbanan. So b'kahai gavna, one could argue it should still be aser. The Mishnah Berura earlier in Sivkot and Samach Dalet said the same type of thing about that it's usher to put something in a kli rishon shelo al gabe ha'esh. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. I said it backwards. It's usher to put something in a kli rishon al gabe ha'esh, even if you're going to remove it before it gets cooked, right? L'cha'ayra, this is all based on the fact that Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Chesif Yud Dalet paskins that it's a din in makom and not a din in zman. We paskin against Rashi. So that's why it's going to be aser. Oh. It's not abundantly clear how we paskin in the second Shaila. Remember, Shaila 1 is makom versus zman, Rashi versus the rest of the world. I should point out, by the way, it's not only Rashi, it's Rashi and the Rambam, no? The Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam, Perichof Beis, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam agrees with Rashi, that's a din in Zman. Maybe Adam Kiton Shomayim, or Minichu Keneged Hamadura, Lo B'Shur Sheichamu, Elo Kedesh Tavik Tzinasan. The Rambam does not say anything about Makom, it's a din in Zman. You're allowed to put it there, Kedem Tavik Tzinasan, for a minute. Now, the question of Ramosha, whether it's an independent Isser, or whether it's an Isser of a Chashash, the machlokis between the Rash Babal HaTosis and the Rush, might have another nafkamina based on something that we learned. And this is straight from the Megillah Sefer, but it's really cool, so we're going to say it over, because we love the Megillah Sefer. He's awesome, right? Now, Tosis, if you remember, asked the Kasha, what's the nature of the Isser in the previous Gemara? Previous Gemara said that I'm not allowed to be mishtatef bitzonein and then mischamim keneged hamadura. I can't rinse myself off with cold water and then stand opposite the fire. Right? So Tais asks the kasha, what's the iser? Right? All you're doing is you mean mafshir mayim. Mafshir mayim is permitted. What's the iser? So Taisa said something along the lines that dometz rechitza. And we spoke about whether this means that Taisus holds that the Isser Rechitza is also Aser B'Paishrim, or whether Taisus is saying it's like Stamazay Gezeira, that it looks like you were Rechitz Bechamin. Because in this case, Famishtate, people will think I was Rechitz Bechamin, but maybe fundamentally, if I'm Rechitz in Poshrim and everyone knows it's Poshrim, maybe it's going to be Mutter. It's not abundantly clear from that Tosfos. This is something that we spoke about last time we learned. We point out the Shvisas HaShabbos and Os Kuf Chaf Hei has an Arichos about the nature of the Isser Rechitza, whether it applies to Poshrim. The Mishnah Brura is Megol in Sivkat in Zayin. Pashtus and Tosfos is to be Machmir. The Rashba is Beferin. Machmir, that there's an Isser of Rechitza B'Poshrim. The Shita L'Ran sounds like, he quotes the same Taisus that we have, but it sounds like the Shita L'Ran is saying it's an Isser because people will think you're Rechitz B'Chamin, meaning fundamentally the only Isser is Rechitza B'Chamin. Okay, this is all old Taira. But if you go back into that Rashba, and you read the whole Rashba, the Rashba in the middle has a different beer. He quotes from Rabbi Nutam as to how come I'm not allowed to rinse myself off with cold water and stand keneged hamadura. Zok the Rashba b'shem the Rabbi Nutam, then the reason for this isser is just like I'm not allowed to put my kiton shamayim neged hamadura in a makayim that it could come to yad zeilades. So here also I cannot stand keneged hamadura when the water could come liyad zeilades. Right? Listen to this Rashba. The Rashba quotes in the Rabbi Nutam that the nature of the Isser is Kinegan Hamadura b'makayim shehay yad soletis. And that's why it's Aser. Because if I understand like the Rosh and like the Rashba Bal HaTosfos, that the Gemara later on is talking din makom. So here also it's talking about a din makom. Just let me finish the Ha'ara Ari and then I'll take your comment. So it comes from the Megillah Sefer. Megillah Sefer says, 1 second. This guy is, you know, he bathed in cold water. Now he's standing next to the fire. You're worried it's going to come to Yad Seledes? Are you a nut job? How is it going to come to Yad Seledes? If it comes to Yad Seledes, he's going to end up burning himself, no? It says, Tutveh. It's going to hurt. Right? The Rashba tells me on Membeis that you can't bathe in water that's Yad Seledes. So how is there an Isser to stand Keneged Hamadura in a place where it might come to Yad Seledes? Teretz is that he holds it's an independent Isser. And even if I know that you're going to take it away before it's Yad Seledes. For example, the cases in the Mishnah Brura that we mentioned earlier, that the wax will melt, right? The case of Reb Shlomo Zalman, that the Shabbos cloth will turn it off. You know it's not going to come to Yad Seledes. This Rechitza case is the same thing. You know it's not going to come to Yad Seledes. Afilu Hachdi, the Rabbi Nutam Asers. Because it's an independent Isser. If it's a chash, the way the Rashba Bal HaTosfos said, Ramem Ches, so l'chol, we could be matir in that case, of saying Keneged Hamadura. And that could be why Tosfos doesn't say like that Rabbi Nutam. The Rambam assumes that the nature of the Isser being Mav Shemayim Sha'olav, of standing next to the Madura, is because it's like Rechitza B'chamin. The Rambam cannot possibly say that, like the Rabbi Nutam, that it's a chash, or that you're standing in a makom where the mayim can get hot, because as we know, the Rambam holds, like Rashi, the Rambam holds that's a din in zman, not a din in makom, and everything connects and everything is beautiful. Ari, your comment.
The Miguel Sefer took my question.
What?
Miguel Sefer took my question.
The Miguel Sefer answered your question.
Took
the answer. Oh! See that? So that's what we're trying to do. Gevaldik. So that's the first Tikkun Torah that we want to say. Right? Once again, if you know, if you've learned anything, this man is that Megillah Sefer totally rocks. Right? For the guys who were in my share last year knew this already. But even the Megillah Sefer on Shabbos is very good. Right? Correct? Okay, I'm getting a shaking of the head. That's something. Fine. Oh. So that's the first Ha'ara. Now, let's talk about the sheet of the Rashba.
What? Sorry, but the Rashba of Ahatosis holds that it's an independent or Israel.
No. The Rashba of Ahatosis holds it's a chash that it might get...
Which is like Rashi.
But it's different than Rashi. In other words, Rashi is saying that the chash is a din in... Rashi is not making a chash. Rashi says Zman... It's a din in Zman. If I know that I'm going to take it away, or I have in mind to take it away before it gets cooked, it's mutter. The Rashba of Baal Tosfos says, don't put it in the makom where it could get cooked. Right? Because you might forget it. But if I put it in the makom where it could get cooked, and I won't forget, for example, our Rabbi Natan by the pizza, or the like, then it's going to be permitted. Oh. This is all, by the way, in the Megillah Sefer, in Simin Gimel Os Yud Beis. So far, so good. Next Ha'ara, though. Rashba Baal HaTosfos says, he tells me, you know what, guys? Don't leave the water in a makom where it might get cooked. Because maybe you'll forget the water, right? And you'll violate the Isser. I should point out, by the way, that it's not abundantly clear from these Rishonim. You have to go through the Rishonim with a very careful eye. When we speak about this chash and makom, is it that a din that the makom can't be yatzol ades? Or is it a din that the makom cannot make the mayim yatzol ades? No? There's some temperature of yatzol ades. If the makom is exactly at yatzol ades, presumably the mayim will never come to yatzol ades. Right? Physics majors? Anyone?
Yeah, it takes water all the time.
It's not just that it takes a long time. It'll never be able to reach the same temperature as the heating element. Not shayach, because the word is in a separate keli. There's always going to be some decrease in temperature. I think that's a davar pashut. The Shavisas HaShavis, Ost Tzadi Hei, has a arichos about whether it's a din in the makom, that the makom can't be yad soledes, whether it's a din in the mayim that's in that makom, where the mayim can be yad soledes, that's in the Shvisas HaShavas Os Tzadihei. Again, different Rishonim on Meduyag, differently, it's an important question, but not particularly relevant. Oh. But let's talk about the Egle Tal's Kasha on the Rashba Baal HaTosfos. Because the Rashba Baal HaTosfos says, then you know what? I'm worried that if I leave this water in a makom where it could come to Yad Tzei Ledes, I might end up forgetting it, right? And I'll violate some Isser Bishul. Hello, if you forget it, it's a Davar She'ein HaMiskaven, and it's mutter. My plan is to take this water away, no? My plan is to take the water away. I don't want to leave the water there. Because I'm an Orthodox Yid. I'm a yeshiva guy. I learned in Yehupitz. Right? And in Yehupitz, they told me I can't be Mechal HaShabbos. I don't want to be Mechal HaShabbos. So I know I'm going to take the water away. That's my plan. If I end up forgetting, so it's a Davar She'ein HaMiskaven. So why on earth, and Davar She'ein HaMiskaven is mutter. So why on earth would the Rashba Baal HaTosfos say that there's an Isser Dilma Mishtali. That's the Lashon of Taisam Emches. Maybe I'll forget it. If I forget it, Lecha Oira, it's a Davar She'ein HaMiskaven. It's going to be Mutter.
That's not Shalom Davar She'ein HaMiskaven. Right?
Tifarej. Davar
She'ein HaMiskaven is doing a permissible act that may have some consequence.
I did a permissible act. I left Mayim to warm up. To Lahafik Tinoson. That's permitted. Elamai, what's your concern? That maybe I'll be a... they have in the biography of Rebbetzin Kanievsky that One time she wasn't feeling well, so she asked Reb Chaim to make her a glass of tea. It's like the only time she ever asked Reb Chaim to do anything. So Reb Chaim went into the kitchen, started making a glass of tea, and he like put water on the stove, and he started thinking and learning, and the next thing they know, the fire department is coming to the house, because it's about to burn down. That's the last time the Rebbetzin ever asked. Do not try this, by the way. If you're married, I know how to make a glass of tea. We'll call it papas. If you're not married, learn how to make a glass of tea and then get married. Right? But that's a basic yisod, correct? Oh. So that's still a mishdalay. It's a davar shem eskaven. It's not what you want. So what's going on here? How can the Rashi of Baal HaTosfos say it's aser? This is the Eglei Tal's kasha. So comes along the Eglei Tal, and he tells us a tremendous yesod. This is the Eglei Tal in Ois Mem Hei in Bishul. The Eglei Tal tells me, this is not called a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. This is called a Psik Reisha. I did a Maisa that will inevitably lead to Bishul if I leave it where it is. Narvas! There might be another Maisa that will come to uproot that original Maisa. But my original ma'isa remains a psik reisha. And if I forget, kimtzigin, I violate the Isser Shabbos by doing a psik reisha. This is the yesod of the Eglei Tal that he develops based on Tosfos on Memches. We should point out that according to what we said for Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the Rashba and many other Rishonim disagree with the Tosfos, and they assume that's an independent Isser, right? L'cha'ora, that means a Chazal or Geizer, don't do this, right? It's not because a Dilma Mishdalei becomes an independent Isser, and the whole Kasha doesn't exist, right? We're only dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan. But according to the Rashi Baal HaTosfos, that's a din of Dilma Mishdalei, so we have the Kasha Shun to be a Davar She'eino Miskaven, comes along the Eglei Tal with a Yesod defining what is Davar She'eino Miskaven. Mr. Adler.
That's not a psik reisha either. It's the same thing as putting a seed on the ground and then picking it up. Putting a seed on the ground and then picking it up. So that's not an issue. If you put a seed on the ground and don't pick it up, then it's an issue.
Whoa. So apparently the Eglei Tal would say if I put a seed on the ground and then I put a seed on the ground intending to pick it up, and I don't pick it up, I violated an Isser. Because putting a seed on the ground...
But that Isser is not a psik reisha.
The Eglei Tal is telling me a yesod.
It's been scumming.
What?
It's been scumming. It's just you had a way to fix it before you were over an Isser.
I'm not sure I understand you. You might be saying something good, but I'm not sure.
If you put a seed in the ground and you forget to pick it up, that's called a double machine discovering the secretion. I want to do more than that. That is the Isser of Zoraya.
The Isser of what?
Zoraya. Here it's Isser official. Anytime you put something on the fire...
So that's it, right. It's not Zoraya, I intended to take it, to pick it up. The Torah says, no. Picking it up is a davar acher, and whenever my intention is for a davar acher to be motzi from this malacha, what emerges that I did the malacha.
But that's not too great, that's the malacha.
It's more analogous to psik reisha than to davar shenem skaven.
Well, psik reisha has to be in the skaven, otherwise it's not called psik reisha.
No, well... I don't want to go into the whole Rebbe Chanan about how to understand psik reisha now.
I need to. The Gemara says that psik reisha is a case of davar she'eino miskaven, that's also
a psik reisha is even if you hold davar she'eino miskaven is mutter by a psik reisha, it's aser. Why that is true, we can analyze. All I'm saying is that this case, when I intend to leave when I intend to remove the water from the area, is not called a davar she'eino miskaven. That is mavur. Okay? If you don't like my use of the term psik reisha, the Eglei Tal's use of the term psik reisha, I'll say it's not necessary to use that term. It's not a davar she'eino miskaven. Okay? Fair?
That depends why you put it there. If you put it there because you wanted to pick up your crying child and you forgot it there,
that would be...
Maybe.
Sa'ah. The problem is that we have a few cases in Achronim, in Shulchan Aruch, where a davar acher might happen later on, and that taka means that it's going to be heter gomer. The Magen Avraham paskens in Shin Lamed Vav. Again, this comes from the Megillah Sefer also, but we'll add a Shvisas HaShabbos to it. The Magen Avraham paskens in Shin Lamed Vav that there's some iser that I'm not allowed to put seeds into water because they might take root. The Magen Avraham says if I put seeds in water and I have animals that are going to come and eat the seeds in the water before it takes root, so even if the animal ends up not eating all the seeds, it's heter gomer to do that. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Heter gomer to put the seeds in the water, mamish permitted. Shouldn't that be the same type of thing? Bechara, I did a malacha, I put seeds into water, and I'm relying on the davar acher coming later on to uproot that malacha. And based on what we said now, when the davar acher wants to uproot it, so that indicates that this malacha that I did was not really a usher. This is a Magen Avraham in this is a Magen Avraham in Shin Lamed Vav. Os Yudbeis. If I put chitim and saorim into the water and it stays there for a long time, I'll violate the iser. But if I have animals, then it's mutter. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Why is it mutter? L'cha'ora, I violated an iser, and I just have a davar acher that's coming to uproot that iser. So it comes along. I think the answer to this might be what the Shvisas HaShabbos says. Shvisas HaShabbos writes that on a certain level there might be a difference between nicholei and lo nicholei in this case. Va'afareish et sichati. When I put the seeds, when I put the chitin and sa'orim in the water, I want the animal to eat the chitin and sa'orim. I don't want them to stay there long enough to get to begin to germinate. I don't want that. Therefore, if the animal ends up not eating it, I still did not do an aveira because I didn't want them to take root. However, when I put water keneged hamadura, what I really want is for the water to get hot. However, there is something that I also want. It's like a secondary type of knowledge called I don't want to be mechal al Shabbos. Lo yitzuyer, if I would be able to have the water get really hot without being mechal al Shabbos, I would say gevaldik, no? So in this case, when I put the water in a makom where it could become yad seledes, and then I forget, you know what I'm going to say? I would say gevaldik, I have hot water, this is the best thing ever. And that's why it's going to be usher, explains the Shvisas HaShabbos. Because I really want it. But in the case of the Magen Avraham, I really don't want it. And that's why in that case it's going to be mutter. Again, is this analogous to Psik Resha, the Nicholei, Loi Nicholei? I was using terms of Psik Resha beforehand because I think it makes it a little bit easier. Ari Atler didn't like what I was saying. I used the terms of Psik Resha. Fine. But ultimately, this distinction between whether I want it or I don't want it, that this distinction, pardon the expression, takes root. Yeah.
Why would Nicholei, not Nicholei, matter?
Because I think what we're saying is that this is called a Dovar HaMiskavein. It's not Dovar She'eno Miskavein. Our kasha was, I intend to remove the water, so therefore it's davar she'eino miskaven. The Teretz is, that's not called davar she'eino miskaven, because the only reason I want to remove the water from this area is because I don't want to burn. I don't want to violate the Isser Shabbos. But fundamentally, I want the water to stay there. So that's called miskaven. And if the water ends up staying there, I really violate the Isser.
So if you don't, let's say if you don't want it to happen,
right?
That is called
Eid
But it's not Eina Miskaveh.
It is. It's Eina Miskaveh because I really don't want the seeds to germinate. What I really want to happen, right, is that my little fight on the cow eats all those mechitim and
so on. Because there you're doing the same action for two completely different objectives. One, you want it to be in it, and then you don't. And what might happen is that it'll.
You see, so that's
here, you're
that. That's more like paradigmatic secretion.
Yeah, that is a secretion.
Agree.
That's the secretion. Here you are putting it next to the fire to warm it up. It's not. It's a totally different case.
I mean, the way that Egel et al. Formulates it, whenever there's a maisa acher that uproots my original maisa, that makes it like it is not idav sheino miskaven. That makes it usher. If that's the case, so then we don't understand how the Magen Avraham could permit this case of leaving the chitin and sa'irim in the water. Yossi, you had a comment.
According to this, let's say you don't want
it
hot water.
Why would I be putting it there if I don't want hot water?
You want to make it warm.
Tepid, you know. That means you want it hot. The only reason you want... No one wants warm water. Warm water is the pshat that I can't have hot.
If you wouldn't want it warm, then would it be pet or put it there?
Maybe. But no one wants that. The assumption is that what you really want is hot water, and you just don't want to violate this for Shabbos. So right? That's our assumption.
The case of Mishnah is doing something to do it. Is that the case where you want it warm and not hot?
I want it warm and not hot. But the difference between that case and that case, it can't. In that case, like the Mitzvah says, it won't get hot because if it gets hot, I would end up running away because it'll hurt me. Right? That's a big difference. There's no chash that I'll forget in that case, like we explained a few minutes ago. Oh, okay. Good. So this is now when we speak about the distinction between Rashi says the sugya is based on zman, no, and the Rush and the Rashba Baal HaTosfos say the sugya is based on makom. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches Se'if Yudalad Paskins, it's based on the makom. Against Rashi. But that day, the second day in the Ritva, might end up being like Rashi a teeny bit, Va'afaresh. This is, if you read the second day in the Ritva, what he is saying is as follows, that I'm not allowed to put, the second day in the Ritva, if you remember, is mechalek between lahafik tzinasan and lahashir, right? So what the second day in the Ritva is saying, if you read it carefully and slowly, is like this. If you are leaving the water only lahafik tzinasan, so then we'll follow Rashi that it's a din in zman and it's mutter. But if you want to leave the water lahashir, so then it's a din in the makom. Right? The second day in the Ritva, if you read it slowly, and he's saying this, it's mamish black and white in the words. That if the water, if my intention is a hafik tzinasan, then it's a din in zman. If my intention is a hafshir, which apparently, for according to the second day, means something more than a hafik tzinasan, then it's a din in makom. Okay. That's already interesting. Let's go weiter. The Gemara... I should say like this. Do we ever rely on the Daya of Zman, on Rashi? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's a din in makom. Some of the Acharonim say, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they quote from, I think, Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, the Orel Tzion, that maybe we're not going to combine the two chumras. In other words, there's a machlekes harishonim, whether there's bishol achar bishol by a davar lachshon etzdanein, no? The Ramos machmir, or mekel, depending on your perspective, the Ramos says that there's a difference between whether it's an etzdanein legamrei or not. Let's say I have a davar lashon nisbashel, and now it's standing in the gamrei. According to many rishonim, we'll still say ein bishalach har bishal on that davar lach. Is it permitted to put that davar lach in a makom where it could get hot, to try to rely on Rashi that I'll have in mind to remove it before it gets hot? Can I rely on the Rashi that is a din in Zman if I have another mitigating factor? Dahainu, it's a situation where it might be ein bishal achar bishal. Ooh. Wait, doesn't this come up all the time? No? Kids sometimes like bottles, no? And kids have this thing that they don't like bottles to be too cold, right? So how do you heat up a baby bottle on Shabbos? So one thing is you're doing the cliche. Okay, great. Let's say you wanted to be a razzle-dazzle type of lamden. And you want to say, oh, the milk I have is pasteurized. So it's a davar lach shenispashel v'nitzdanein. So then, according to Abba Shor, what you could do is you could put the milk. You can't put it mamish agabe hamadura. The Rosh writes in Simin Yud. You can't put it agabe ha'esh. But I can put mamish right next to the chalon pot. No, in the place where it could come to yad seledes. But have in mind to leave it there for sure enough time that won't come to yad seledes. So how do you know it's not going
to
come to yad seledes?
You have to do that if it's mishalach habishul. Either or.
No, because usually I'm not going to rely on the ein mishalach habishul by davar lach on its own. But I will rely on the tzirif hashitos of ein mishalach habishul by a davar lach, together with putting it next to the medura in a makom where it could come to yad soledes, but relying on the Rashi that I'll take it away before it comes to yad soledes. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Right? Not bad. Right? That's what Rebbe Zion Abba Shaul Zichron Levracha, Rav Schechter's first grandson, Yosef Aryeh Schechter's first son, oldest son, Ben Zion, is named after Ben Zion Abba Shaul. He was born right after Ben Zion Abba Shaul was nifter. Fine. Okay? Should we go weiter? The Gemara says, Gemara has a big machlokus about whether there is bishul by shemen. No? There seems to be three different shitas in the Gemara. Either shemen has bishul, or shemen doesn't have bishul at all. Right? Or shemen will be mekal if it's done kil achar yad, if you put the shemen on the baby, on the kid, and then you put the kid keneged hamadura. Maybe we say hefshero zehu bishulai. Right? This is all the discussion in the Gemara. Now, why on earth? And the maskana of the Gemara is echad shemen, echad mayim, yad soledes bo is aser, ein yad soledes bo mutter. No? Maskana of the Gemara is that by Shemen also there's an Isser of Bishul when it's Yad Soledes. Now why on earth would anyone say that there's no Bishul by Shemen? Right? What is this Deya based on? So comes along the Magen Mishnah, and the Magen Mishnah in Perek Tes of Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, I gave this to you in the Mara Makomis. The Magen Mishnah explains a Shvera Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Hamivashel davar she'enu tzarich bishul klal is potter." If I cook something that doesn't need any sort of bishul, I'm going to be potter.
It's like
right.
Like
what's
fruit,
the
like your fruit that's.
So we'll talk about whether this is fruit or not. We'll talk about that in a second. Zuck the Magen Mishnah for a second. What's the source of this? Pasha too. V'nilmad mimasha nechloku b'perek kira shemen im yesh bay mishum bishol im lav. Mikan, shedavar she'eino tzarich bishol ein bo bishol ledivrei hakol. Now, l'chari, this Magen Mishnah is Sisrei Torah. No? There's a machlokes in the Gemara whether shemen has bishol or doesn't have bishol. So, zok the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam says that something that doesn't require any cooking, you're going to be putter on. And the source of that is shemen. But Rebbeinu the Kuli Alma, by shemen I paskin that yad soledes is usher. That means he paskin shemen has bishul. So how can the Rambam, based on the Gemara about Shemen, say that if I cook Dover She'enot Tzarech Bishul Klal, I'm Potter, when the Gemara says by Shemen I'm Chayv? Right? You hear the Kasha? Isn't this Magen Mishnah Sisrei Torah? Levin, you're always quiet.
I like to listen.
Zagabenched. Right? But the Magen Mishnah is saying that the source of this Shver Rambam, the Rambam says, if I cook something that doesn't require any cooking on potter, the Magen Mishnah says, oh, the source is Shemen. Hello, but isn't Shemen Chayiv? Maybe Shepas at Shemen Yad Soledes. I understand, Shemen doesn't require any bishul. No, you take olive oil. Stam Shemen in Shas is olive oil. Olive oil is gevaldik when it's not cooked. In fact, I'll tell you a dirty little secret. The best olive oil is uncooked. Like Shemen Zayuzach. Right? You just squeeze the olive. Cold pressed olive oil is supposed to be higher quality, better oil than the stuff that is extracted by cooking, no? They also cook the olives. After you press them, they cook it to get a little bit more juice out. But that's like the grade C, D, E, F, Q. That's like the lousier olive oils. Right? The Geschmacka grade A olive oil, which, by the way, does not require hashgacha, according to the OU. The grade A olive oil is going to be just cold pressed. What's going on? That's one kasha. Kasha number two is the Mishnah Brura in Os Tzadi Aleph by us, this din. He comments on the Ramah. The Ramah writes here in Sif Yudalid that if I have peros or other dvarim hanechol and kamosha hin chayin, it's the same halacha, and I should not put them in a makom where it should be yad soledes. Right? So the Mishnah Brura writes, that obviously what we're saying is that by peros, also bishul and shayich. Aye, doesn't the Rambam say that a dvar hanechol kamosha chay, there's no bishul that's shayich? No? Some of that could be edible ruah. I can eat my apple when it's ruah. And by the way, there's a certain svara that dvar hanechol kamosha chay, there's no bishul on. Because I have another din of bishul called bishul akum. Bishul akum, by the way, does not mean whether you're allowed to cook a goy and eat it. Right? Bishul akum means if a goy does the cooking. Agreed? Don't debate this point, right? Oh, good, right? That's Danny Rapp's joke, right? But Bishul Akum, the Gemara has a heter called that if it's a davar mazalav. The Gemara has a heter that if it's a davar hane'echal kamosha huchai, something that's edible ruah, there's no iser Bishul Akum, right? That's what the Rambam is drawing upon when he says that something that's edible ruah, there's no bishul. Aye, so how come the Ramah over here paskins that peros there is bishul on, and I'm not allowed to leave the peros in the makom where it could come to Yad Soledes? So the Mishnah Brura in the Shar HaTzion Os Kuf Yud Dalad, Mishnah Brura writes, even though the Rambam writes I'm a vashal davar hashem avushal kol tzarko o she'in tzav bishul klal is putter, Zot the Mishnah Brura, what the Rambam means is something she'eno Mashbiach ayyadeh habishol, something that doesn't improve at all ayyadeh the cooking. But something that improves ayyadeh the cooking, avada, there's an iser bishol, and an apple improves ayyadeh the cooking in some level. Because certain people, my mother loves making, I have to admit, I don't particularly like it anymore, but like, the cooked apples for dessert. It's a thing, people in a certain generation, it's like the standard Shabbos dessert, right? A cooked apple, right?
It's a Thanksgiving thing.
Thanksgiving thing, right? Yeah, in Yonah Dioma. So the Rambam, according to the Mishnah Brura, all the Rambam means is something that does not improve at all ayyadeh cooking, but an apple improves. Because certain people like the cooked apples better than the raw apples, so there's some improvement. So therefore there's bishul on the apple. Aye, what does Shulchan Aruch, what does the Gemara mean about the shemen? Not abundantly clear. Does the shemen improve how you do the cooking? Lechera, there's no improving. Right? The shemen, what do you use olive oil for? What I use olive oil for is like an ingredient in salad dressing. Right? I use olive oil to...
Use it to fry.
One second. We'll get there. We'll analyze that point in a second. But Lechera, the Gemara is still shver on the Magen Mishnah. No sapalkach, the Mishnah Brura adds a raya to his yisoid. Right, the Mishnah Berurah's yisoid is that the Rambam cannot mean that anything that's edible ruah there is no bishul on, because mayim is in the Gemara. Is there bishul on mayim? Of course there is. That's like the dugma klasit of bishul, cooking water. But water is nechal kamoshu chai. No, you're going to give me a whole drasha about cocoa pods. Water is nechal kamoshu chai in most communities. So, l'maisa, right? How could it be that there's an iser bishul amayim if the Rambam is correct? Elamai, the Mishnah Berurah says, the pshat in the Rambam really is that there is no bishul on something that does not improve. But hot water improves, hot fruit improves, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah is inclined that if I cook an apple, I violate an iser d'oraisa bishul on Shabbos. Because it improves. I cook water, it's an iser d'oraisa of bishul. Now, the Egle Tal in Os Yud Tes points out that Hagon Reb Kiva Eger, back in Reish Nun Dalet, Se'if Dalet, Reb Kiva Eger notes that there's no bishul d'oraisa on apples. And there's no bishul d'oraisa on mayim.
Who says
this? Reb Kiva Eger, l'chaora. He says that anything that's edible, ruin, there's no bishul d'oraisa, and that's the pshat in the Rambam. Okay. Now, what do you do with our Gemara? So what I would suggest is as follows. The Pashtus in our Gemara is that there's Bishul D'Oraisa on Shemen and there's Bishul D'Oraisa on Mayim. How would Rebbe Kiva Eger learn it? So I think Ari hit on something very good. And in the Sefer Shalmei Yosef, they say it. The Bishul by Shemen and the Bishul by Mayim is not Bishul in both cases that I am improving the substance. Rather, making the substance edible. Classic bishul is I make the substance edible and I improve the substance in that way. Bishul by shemen is I cook the oil and therefore I use that oil to cook something else. Now that oil can cook something else. Now, bishul by mayim might mean that now the water is usable for a different purpose. What I would argue, I think I spoke about this in the Beis Medrash with some of you earlier this year. I heard this nekuda from Rabbi Shulman first a number of years ago, that maybe Bishul by Mayim, if you read the Rambam, the shear of Bishul by Mayim is the shear kedei lechamim by Eivar Katan. The shear is not a shear of achila, the shear is a shear of chimum called rechitza. Meaning to say, water is not usable for rechitza when it is cold. Water is usable for rechitza when it's hot. The yisoid of the iser of bishul by mayim is that I am making it a new cheftza, and this, by the way, explains also why we have sugyas of rechitza here in the middle of Parakira. I'll tell you why. Because the yisoid of bishul by mayim is that I am making water la rechitza. I am making water that I can use for bathing. And that's a different type of water. Yes, it's nechal kamo shul chai, but it's not able to be used for rechitza, right, when it's cold. Cold water you can't bathe with. The yisod of, right? Oh, so I think this could be the pshat in the sugya. Now, what does the Magen Mishnah mean? I think what the Magen Mishnah means is exactly this, that there's a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara has a man da amar at shemen ein boi mishum bishul. And that is because it's not necha. That's because it's necha kamo shulchai. The shemen is usable. How come a maskana there is bishul by shemen? That's for a different reason. That's because shemen is used to cook something else. What I don't fully understand is whether that shear would really be yad soledes. The Gemara says the shear of shemen is also yad soledes. Can I cook something else in oil that's yad soledes? Or does the oil have to be hotter to cook something else? I don't know the mitzvah. Someone has to do an experiment, no? I always assume that oil is much hotter than water, no?
Yeah,
When it,
it's a question of what the specific heat of oil is versus other foods that you can
do. Okay.
Water generally has a high specific heat, right?
We need a chemistry major.
Chemistry major?
What?
I'm pretty sure oil is higher.
I think it's hotter. I mean, I know that if you've ever had a splash of oil on your skin, it's a much worse burn than this.
Is it hotter than boiling water, or is it hotter than...
It's hotter than boiling water.
But
the fact is, the Gemara says it's Yad Soledes. I'm a little misupik about this based on the Havana that we're giving, that Shemin is really Bishol based on the din of... What's it called? Based on the din, that's Mevashal Acherim. Okay, I don't have time today to go into the sugya of Yad Soledes on its own and what exactly the temperature of Yad Soledes is, and then we could connect it back to Bishol by Mayim and Shem in Emir Tahashem, so that we'll do after Yontiv. Okay, Chevra, have a good day.